Welcome back, Backspin Golf. Now, earlier this week, I had a conversation. Well, not just me, Mikey, Cameron, and I had a conversation with my brother Mitch, or Mitchy as I like to call him, down in, he's in Myrtle Beach, and he played in the World Amateur Handicap Championship Tournament, whatever it's called. 3,500 golfers, 60 golf courses, and I think it's really interesting, and if you missed that conversation on Matthew and Mikey, I wanted you to hear it. So here's our conversation with my brother, Mitch Lawrence. On the line right now with us, all the way from South Carolina, the greatest person I know.
Don't get sappy on me.
I can't help it. My brother, Mitchy, has been my role model since before we were born.
I can understand you being envious of him.
We were womb mates. Have you never heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were womb mates. What, Angela? That's what twins are. Here, turn it up. Thank you. All right, turn it up.
All right. Now, get on with it.
My brother Mitchy, all the way from Myrtle Beach, Conway, actually, South Carolina.
My middle name?
Oh, Scottish. Anyway.
No, that's Irish.
It doesn't matter. None of this matters, Mikey. Stop. My brother Mitchy. Hi, Mitchy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Hi, Mitchell.
Oh, my God.
I can't tell you. I don't really care about talking to you, but Mikey has been so excited since I told him you were calling.
I really have.
Because, you're his favorite. He says it all the time.
Well, just before, and thank you for joining us, and we want to hear about your big venture that you're doing right now, but I am having so much trouble with Matthew. Can you tell me how you dealt with him? Yet, no, it just gets worse and worse every day. I'm at my wit's end. How do you deal with him?
I live in South Carolina.
Wait a minute. That's not funny.
I can't move.
Wait a minute.
Well, no. What I meant was.
Yeah. You meant was what?
Come on,
yeah.
Mikey.
Yeah.
Toughen up.
Oh,
thank you.
He is wearing me down.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I used to be 6'8".
I'll tell you what, Mitchy. He talks all the time about he's just a simple country guy and how tough they are and all this stuff. And he's no match for New Yorkers, I can tell you that.
Well, we know that.
Yeah, okay.
New Yorkers.
There you go.
You're all very harsh.
I think, in all my years, that's the first time I actually heard that word.
Yes,
about
I would agree.
I've heard a lot of other ones, but not that one.
All right, Mitchy. Now, people are familiar with you in this area because you've been on Backspin Golf with me. We've talked about you. Playing.
I used to watch him on ESPN.
ESPN doing the billiards with the Striking Viking. Your wife, Ava, by the way, happy anniversary, the two of you.
Thank you. Thank
it's
you.
Been, what, 46 years you've been married? Or well, how long?
No. But nice try.
Okay.
Way to keep
anyway.
Up. Yeah. It was 24 yesterday. Yeah. 24 glorious, wonderful years.
I even knew that, Matthew.
I was kidding.
Oh, were you? Oh, I never know with you.
For him to be married for 40-something years, he'd have to be like 68 years old.
All right, you two, step to a neutral corner.
Oh, wait, you are.
He is.
Oh, wait a minute. You are. Okay. You have been playing for this was your third day? Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Tell us the exact title of this unbelievable thing that's going on there.
It's called the Myrtle Beach World Amateur Handicap Championship.
Yeah.
And this is the 35th year of this amazing event. This year we have almost 3,500. That's 3-5 with 2 0s. 3,500 competitors playing in Myrtle Beach. They come from literally all over the world.
How many courses?
And, I think we're using about 60 courses this week.
Unbelievable.
60?
6-0, yes.
6-0.
Yes,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah. This is, you know how I feel, obviously, about Myrtle Beach golf.
Yes.
If you're a golfer. But I can't think of any place else that you could do this tournament. literally in the world.
Yeah.
There's no place else you could do this tournament other than Myrtle Beach.
How many courses are there actually in Myrtle Beach?
Well, I don't know what it's down to exactly now. I'm going to say 85, between 85 and 90.
Mm-hmm. There is no place else in the world you could do this.
No. And for a small area, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let me give you a quick, I don't know how much time we have, but a quick history. My good friend, my dear friend, who Matthew, you know, Paul Himmelsbeck.
Yes.
35 years ago, Paul and a guy named Marvin Arnsdorf, who at the time worked for Golf Digest, were sitting in a bar, as they often did. And they started this trying to figure out how they could get golfers to Myrtle Beach at the end of the summer. Because the summer is a slower time. Fall and spring is, you know, good visitors' time. And how could we get golfers to Myrtle Beach? And literally on a bar napkin, you've heard stories like this, they kind of planned out an amateur handicap tournament. And the first year, I don't know the exact number, but I'm going to say 60. They got 60 golfers. They ran it out of the back of a station wagon. They had volunteers, and they made them breakfast, and they did all this stuff. And fast forward 35 years. At times, it's been as high as, I think the highest they ever had was about 4,000 golfers.
Lord.
But it's been pretty steadily between 3,200 and 3,500 golfers every summer, you know, the week before Labor Day.
Yeah.
Now, is this based do you have volunteers for all this?
Well, there's volunteers that work at various kind of things, but not every course doesn't have volunteers out on the golf course.
Right.
So you just go and you play golf for 4 days. But you can imagine the organizational, I mean, it's mind-boggling now with computers. When they used to do this by hand, it was a joke.
Yeah.
A guy named Steve Tomasello, who's taken over the reins as the head of the tournament the last few years, and his team, and they're all through Myrtle Beach Golf Holiday, and the great people there who work every day to promote golf in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And the job that they do of getting all these golfers, and they start, you know, the year before. When this is over, they will start on Monday looking for next year.
Yeah.
And, but there's, I'm in flight 42, but there's probably about 60 flights, let's say. And it goes by age and handicap. And, you know, everybody's divided up, and you play to your handicap. You have to have an official USGA handicap, which they vet to the nth degree.
Good. That's good.
No, there's a rules committee. I mean, this is really, really
No, I mean
thing.
It. That's really good. I mean.
Yep. And so and Matt, you know this. Last year was the first year I ever played in it because mm-hmm. I used to work it all the time.
Yeah.
They have something called the world's largest 19th hole at night at the convention center, where they have free food and free alcohol, and vendors and exhibitors and people up on the stage. And the last couple of years, the gang from the Golf Channel has been handling that. But I used to do that every night. I would MC at the convention center, and so I never really got to play. I was always working. And last year was the first year. And actually, for your listeners who enjoy golf, Morning Drive is going to be down here in Myrtle Beach tomorrow morning. And no, I take that back. Wait, tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow
Correct.
Morning and Friday morning.
Yep.
They will be doing Morning Drive from Myrtle Beach.
Hmm.
And it's turned into, you know, obviously it's a pretty big deal.
All
right. It's great. It's great.
Now, people that listen to Backspin and on Twitter, follow me and all that. We always talk about you playing hickories.
Correct.
Did you tell me, did you play with hickories last year in this tournament?
I did. I played all four rounds last year with my hickories.
Were you the first person that did that?
Correct.
See, I'm not crazy.
No,
you told me. This year, a little something is going on with you. I mean.
Yeah. You mean off the course?
No, I mean on the course, you idiot.
All right.
He calls me that all the time, too. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. You actually played, yesterday with hickories or Monday?
I played Monday. I played the first round with my hickories.
Yeah. And then?
And then I switched, and it's too long a story to get into, but
right.
I decided that I wanted to get a set of modern clubs, which I did not have.
Yes.
So a few weeks ago, I'm working with and doing some things with the Ben Hogan Golf Company.
Mm-hmm.
And I had reached out to them to tell them my idea that I wanted to get a set of modern clubs, a guy who's played 100-year-old clubs for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And that I didn't have a set of moderns, and so I have a beautiful set of new Hogan irons. And a good friend of mine, Dean Knuth, who used to be work with the USGA for years and years, has a company called High Heat. And they make a driver and fairway woods and hybrids that are out of this world.
Yeah.
Just really fantastic stuff. And so they sent me some of those. So I put together a set, which I literally wound up hitting for the first time about 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah, nice.
And I played the Hickories the first day. And the tough thing is, it's the course that I played was tough, and even though it wasn't relatively long by most golfer standards, probably about 5,900 yards total,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still a lot of long holes for me with my Hickories.
Yeah.
And so then we played another course, about the same yardage, and I played the modern equipment yesterday and today.
Mm-hmm.
And I've shown great improvement.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Mitch Lawrence of Myrtle Beach fame. And
Conway.
just stop. All right. Before we let you go, what happened with your – I told Mikey and I teased you being on the show. Something happened with your putter. I want you to explain what happened.
Well, Monday when I played. And, I was playing the Hickories on Monday. And just had a normal kind of hickory round on a tough course. And then yesterday...
We only got a couple minutes. We got a couple minutes, Mitch.
All right. I went to the modern clubs, and I pulled a putter out of the attic that I hadn't used in, I don't know, 20 years.
Yeah.
And I had the worst putting day that in 38 years of golf I've ever had.
That's a big statement.
I had 40 putts. I had no one putts. I had 6 3 putts. I couldn't make a putt. It didn't matter if it was 2 feet or 20 feet. It didn't matter. So on the last hole, I turned to my partners after I three putted for the sixth time, and I held the club out in front of me, not in anger at all. Held it out in front of me with both hands like a sword, and I said, "Okay, I would like you to pay your tribute to this, my putter, or you will not see it again." And each one of them went, "Okay, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye." And I turned around and I very gently donated it to the swamp around the green that I was playing.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
And then today I had a putter that I, again, haven't used in 25 years.
Yeah.
And putted great.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
Great.
Well, you made the sacrifice yesterday.
Well, I made the sacrifice, and I think the putter that I used today realized it, and it was kind of shaking when I pulled it out of the bag at this point.
All right. So, well, I can't thank you enough for joining us to tell us about this amazing championship going on.
Is there an entry fee?
Yes, there is, but it's an unbelievable deal because for, I want to say $400, don't quote me, but it's something around $400.
Yeah.
$350, something like that. You get to play four rounds of golf at the great golf courses of Myrtle Beach, and every night for 4 days, you get this unbelievable nighttime
free food,
party.
Free food, free alcohol.
Great deal.
It is. All right.
So it's a great deal. If your listeners want to go, all they have to do is Google Myrtle Beach World Am.
Okay.
Or World Amateur Handicap Championship, and they can get ready for next year.
Cool. All right. You're the best brother ever.
Yes, you are.
Thanks, man.
All right. See
you. I appreciate Mitchell. You guys.
All right.
Take care of each other. Be nice to each other.
Oh, shut up. Get off. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, that'll do it. Oh, and by the way, since we last spoke to Mitchie, here's the update. At the end of that incredible championship, he finished fifth out of 41 golfers in his flight. I'm very proud of you, Mitchie. Very proud. Obviously, you learned a lot from being around me. I'm proud of you. All right, we'll see you all next week right here on Backspin Golf. Thanks to French Lick Resort, Man of War Golf, best practice facility anywhere, Edwin Watts, and Lexington Parks and Rec, and all my guys over there. Thanks, Justin. I'll see you later. See you next week. ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5.